Greetings and welcome back to the weekly news roundup. I just realized I have way more lights on than I usually do, but we'll run with it because I already set up my camera for this amount of studio lights. So we'll go with it. But anyway, I hope everybody had a wonderful week, getting ready for a wonderful weekend. Just a friendly reminder. I know crazy things are going on in that stock market. It is not the end of the world. This is the time to invest more. Yay. One of them went bear today. And the other ones are very, very close. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, just wanted to mention that. I was just chatting with some folks in the know there. So, wonderful show tonight. It'll be probably a little short. In fact, I can see all of the tabs we're going to be covering on my screen right now. So this will be a very short show. And I am hanging out with friends tonight. So that's okay with me if it's a shorter show. And next week, though, I land back in home base in State College. We will be back to a normal, regular schedule with probably way too much work. But that will be moving into there. Before we get into it, I want to hear your thoughts and comments. We've been talking about making a few changes to the news programs. We were chatting with the supporters last night about a possibility. I want to hear people's thoughts. A possibility about moving the news to Thursday instead of Friday. The reason we might do that is there are a lot of people streaming tonight at this time slot. And so there might be people that might watch it live if it's on a different day. However, when we had the supporter shows, we didn't always have a lot on, but we also covered a type of show not a lot of people liked as much either. So I want to hear people's thoughts. If we were to move the weekly news roundup to Thursday, would that excite people or horrify people or what? And we would keep the time slot the same, 8 p.m. on Thursday. And that might leave us open to like a Friday afternoon stream, because I talked about wanting to do a afternoon stream someday. So I could do a Thursday night live news and a Friday afternoon stream in the middle of the day, which could be something that works. I want to hear people's thoughts. If you're watching the whole show through, I'm going to announce this again near at the middle break and near the end as well. I just want to hear and see what people's thoughts are to it before we make a final decision one way or the other. But anyway, that is where we are. Let's check in on a comments. Ew is here. I wish there were an easy way to change phone ROMs. If you have a Pixel, it's perilously easy. Literally plug it in, go to the website, and click a couple buttons and interact with the phone a little bit. That's how easy it is on Pixel devices. Other ones, not so much. Logan, greetings. This one is at 1 in the morning for you. All right. Ivan, you were not supposed to announce you're not going to be here. I want people thinking that the hammer of Thor is waiting for them. So please, people, be nice. Come on. But yes, Ivan is out for the day. All right. Just wish anybody was willing to sell us any plain computer laptop phone with no OS installed. Yeah, that's harder to find. System 76, you can, I know with them, I think you can with them. You can with System 76, be like, no operating system. If you want Windows, it does cost more for the license. Otherwise, you can get it with Linux of your choice or nothing at all. They do have that. So that is the one computer I know that does that. I'm not sure about other ones. Nightlight is on. Greetings. How are you? Just got home. Had to pick up meds for sick family and kitty food. And is it getting expensive? $62. Ugh. Yep. Unfortunately, we will be paying a little bit higher price for a little bit for some things. But hopefully those will come back down. We'll see. Look at whole Nintendo Switch 2 situation. Kind of want one. It's getting crazy. $80 games of the price might be up. Yeah, we will talk about that very briefly tonight. Mostly tied to the new type of memory card they need. I think we included it in the news anyway. Let's see. Yes, I think it is in our business section. All right. Late to the early party. That's right, War Thunder. Greetings. Typing on my Latitude 5480, got for $30, replacing the current recliner laptop. Had no battery, but that's fine since I'm normally in AC anyway. There you go. All right. Fresh LMDE runs fantastic. Very cool. Running Solus Budgie. Awesome. Very good. Testing out KDE environment. See if you can make it look... Oh, I'm sure you can. KDE, you can do about anything with. The question is, how long will it take you to get it to run, to work? There you go. Still use LM proper on my production stuff, but LMD is a solid choice. Yep, yep. It's better and green at Debian. There you go. As far as the good, turns out on runs well on the computer using NVIDIA GPU drivers. Very nice. Let's see. Find it hard to support Ubuntu or anything based on it with so many boneheaded moves I've been making a lot lately. This is true. There's some stuff going on there for sure. Totally fun. That's why other distros are out there. Let's see. Really like the lack of updates and changes. Lets me focus on other things. There you go. I even figured out NVIDIA graphics on Debian in terms of setting things up. So LMDE might be a daily driver. That actually should fix itself. Actually, with the new. The new driver stack that Debian has, that might already be resolved. I did see a super chat down there. Let me go ahead and jump on that. Cooler King 74, $3 super chat. What do you think of FideOS? I don't know anything about FideOS. Let me write it on my little tablet here and I'll look into it and tell you what I think. FideOS. That's FYDE. I have no idea, but I will have a look. Thank you for supporting the channel. Of course, super chats are always appreciated, and we are on YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble. We are also on Twitch and DLive, but I don't mess with those ones as much. And you can use the super chat system on all of those platforms if you are so inclined. Thank you for the upcoming live stream. I hope that you enjoy switching to Linux. Yes, I enjoy switching to Linux every single day. Time for the best time of the week. Weekly news roundup. Waiting for Sillyville. All right. Yep. Indeed. Poogle Schmoogle. Whatever time you want to stream, I'll be there if I can. Supporter stream or otherwise. Yep. Going into summer, Fridays get busy. Yeah, that's another reason. Yeah. Gallogia likes Thursdays. Depends on what time. It would be the same time. It'd be 8. Let's see. Thursday or Friday will not matter to me. As long as it's about the same time. Yep. Both days are okay. Thursday better than Friday for Neil Thomas. Wonder what you what did you find out about location services you need to warn us about? That'll be our first story. In fact, that will be our only story in privacy this week. Like I said, it's a short news. Thank you again, Cooler King, for the super chat. Appreciate that. Change is scary and exciting. Thursday's fine with you. Afternoons makes it easier for the European. Yeah, that's why I want to add I used to do a afternoon stream for the European guys, but since I've been in the van, it's evenings can be more predictable sometimes, although really, I cut it back for the internet fluctuation issues, but I pretty much have a good handle after being in the van a long time. I pretty much have a handle on how to make that work. So hopefully we are good. But yeah, that is something I do eventually want to get something back in the afternoon. Be glad you don't have to feed a German Shepherd. Yeah, not in this van, that's for sure. I started watching Cowboy Bebop. There you go. Debian's still running 535 NVIDIA driver. Current is 570. Yeah. Well, they are improving the driver stack in general. I don't know if the NVIDIA stack is in there, but you can run a proprietary driver stack separate from the proprietary software stack as of the latest version of Debian, which is like, you know, 2-year-old news by now, but... just bought Vola Mobile running Ubuntu Touch and Wageroid. No location services. Very nice. Awesome. FideOS is a Chrome OS. I'll look into it. Oh, I think I did hear about it. Yes. I replaced my mouse as soon as it keeps disconnecting and reconnecting randomly. Yep. Are there any affordable Linux tablets? As far as the true pure Linux tablets, I don't know of any that are exactly pure. Right now, I'm running the Pixel tablet because you can run Graphene OS on it. And so far, I love the Pixel tablet. It is totally awesome. So that's what I'm going with. Let's see. Using a fresh install of the latest Linux Mint. Mint has always been my favorite. Updating it for Debian 13. All right. Chinese-owned Chrome OS Flex with Android apps baked in. Okay, well, I'll look at it anyway. Whether or not we actually install it would be a different question based on what it is. Been using WaterFox and it works smooth so far. Yeah, WaterFox can be good. Tomorrow's video, we are looking at Zorin OS, which in the 17.3 update, they've dropped Mozilla Firefox, citing their recent policy changes. Yeah, baby. It's getting real, Mozilla. If like half of the Linux distributions drop it, they might be like, let's see. Good evening, Keegan. How's it going there? Have they implemented DEI compliance detector? I don't know. Just got home from eating delicious Mexican food and lost 15 pounds after getting home, if you know what I mean. Yes, I know what you mean. Oh, boy. All right, Nightwalker, let's see, used Microsoft OS since MS-DOS days for the last year on my own personal system using Linux Mint and migrating to Linux, not going to Windows 11. Awesome, man. Very cool. Dropped Firefox before them. Just did not publish it as of yet. Nice. Awesome. Theirs is actually out, so we mentioned that. Okay, we got how many over there? We got 42 on the Tubies. We got 12 currently watching on Odyssey. Let's see. Hello, Jim's over there. Baltimore Tool. Greetings from Shenandoah Valley. I just drove through your area down there. Baltimore Tool. Very cool. I'm glad you find global market crash. Very sunny. Honey, say this. Macatart. No, you see, because if you look at it, you know, your quote unquote on paper valuation went down, but your shares stayed the same. So if you're investing for the long term and you put money in the stock market, then when it goes back up, you're going to almost like have massive amounts more. So no, I'm not an idiot. You're actually the one that's an idiot. And I've just been having a conversation with some financial planners who are actually credited in this stuff. So, you know, and it is something I study a little bit. Greetings from Northern Florida. Oof, take that, Mozilla. That's right. I've been to Odyssey in months. Did you drive through Winchester? I believe I did. I drove all the way through 81 down from Pennsylvania all the way down into Roanoke. So I believe I did drive through it. Yes. 15 watching over on Rumble. All right. Hello, Dan is over there. Dan's going to be over there with the ban hammer. The hammer of Thor has been passed to Dan for the night over on Rumble. So be careful, folks. You guys are pretty calm, though. Give me the hammer. I'll use it. Going to switch my church computers to Linux Mint because they don't support Windows 11. Awesome. Very cool. Hello. Is this thing on? Yes, it is on. Ephesians 28. Or is that 2.8? I don't know. Explaining computers just went over FideOS. Okay, I'll have a look. Mozilla equals dumb. That's the test. Passes true. Yes. All right. I don't think Mozilla cares if distros drop them. They have extreme left values. England calling. Didn't WaterFox have some issues? Yes. So they were bought by System One, which is a horrible company, and then they went independent from them again. So as of right now, I don't trust them a lot, but they're not on the warning list at this time. Right now is the time to get stocks. Yes to that. Hello, Fresh Vintage is on. Greetings. Microsoft just put in an ad in the blue screen, Windows blue screen for 365 beta channel. What? And want to buy a Pixel 8? I'm sick of this thing, to be honest. Oh, you're sick of the Pixel 8a already? It's okay, but the software is wonky. Need to put graphene. Yeah, just put graphene on it. It'll be good. You've only had that for like 2 weeks, man. All right, let's go ahead and get on into the news. After I take a sip of coffee. I'm still on my second cup of coffee. Breaking news, Mozilla self-nominated for a Darwin Award. Very nice. All right. Welcome back to the weekly news roundup. These are recorded live Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time if you want to catch the show live. We do have a little bit of a shorter show today, but that's okay. We do want to ask a question. Leave us your thoughts in the comments. One thing we are going to be doing very soon is changing around the format of the weekly news roundup a little bit, doing new assets, changing the show format around a little bit, just making it a little bit better, in my opinion. So, I mean, I really haven't changed the format of show much in like 10 years. So it's about time, right? About time you boomer stuck in your ways. But one of the changes we have been thinking about, now, one of those is we're not going to do the edits afterwards anymore. So this introduction will become irrelevant. We're not doing the edits afterwards. We're going to keep up the live show, but we're going to do it in a little bit different format that's not starting with random amounts of reading comments in the beginning of the show and stuff like that. The other thing, though, we talked about doing is moving it from Friday night to Thursday night. So it'd still be live Thursday night at 8 p.m., and that would give us, probably just move us out of the competition with several other Friday shows that people want, especially moving into the summertime as people get really busy on Friday nights. It might be a better time for the show. So let us know your thoughts about that in the comments. And with that, let's go ahead and dive right on into the news. First up, we have a single article in Privacy, but it was worth covering. So this is locations, names, and photos of random children showed up to parents using a child tracker. Yeah, be warned about this type of stuff, folks. These centralized databases where you're trying to track where your children are and keep track of them. Yeah, those central databases can sometimes get their wires crossed. This particular one was a system called SyncUp, which is sold by T-Mobile, and you can tag your SyncUp as I'm tracking a child, I'm tracking a car, or I'm tracking a random device or a random something. Effectively, this is T-Mobile's version of the AirTag, aka stalkerware. So you put the tag on something, and in this instance, where people were tagging the SyncUp as tied to the to children so that parents could see where their children are and were. So this uses the same type of technology as the AirTag. You know, it'll just, as their kids are walking by random LTE towers, random Wi-Fi connections, random Bluetooths, it'll constantly be pinging systems back. What happened is they pushed an update, and parents were getting random kids. So they'd log into the portal to click the button, where's my kid today? And they'd see some random child in California, including pictures of them. Okay. And it wasn't all just California. It was literally just random kids in the system. Now, they did say that this was a response to an update that was botched. So they said they rolled it back and has it fixed. But I just want to highlight the issue with using a lot of these things, particularly for something as sensitive as your children. There are probably better tools. In fact, you can get open source type systems of these and use like a local Nextcloud instance to do some of this type of stuff. I haven't looked into all of the details, but I know it is possible, particularly with phones and phone apps and other things like that. But these really were designed for people, kids who don't have phones yet. Effectively, here's, put this little device on my child and you'll track it down. The problem is this guy jumped in as the guys were researching this from 404 Media. They said, I was probably shown more than 8 children. I would log in. I couldn't see my children, but I could see a kid in California. I refreshed. I had no trackers. Then I refreshed again, and I would see a different child. Isn't that exciting? So car owners using SyncUp, the car tracking device, reported similar problems. So big concern about tracking devices is vulnerability to hacking, potentially exposing personal data. So think about the negative consequences of somebody knowing, like somebody getting the name, address, and picture of a child that's not the correct one. This is a terrifying thing. And this is why I would not use these types of, at least these types of centralized systems to try and keep tabs on where your kids are. Now, in reading this article, I found out that we actually do have in the United States, I've never heard about this, as many times we've talked about car data and privacy. No articles mention this. It is in the United States Code, DPPA, the Driver's Privacy Protection Act. It's in theory there to protect drivers' protection from data. The problem is that there are carve-outs for companies to do anything that they want with it. So effectively, it is a useless law that needs a serious revamping. They also have to comply with Electronic Communications Privacy Act for GPS tracking, which of course means absolutely nothing because we know that all of this location data gets sold up into these data brokers and then they leak it and breach it and hack it and all this kind of stuff. And now everybody knows where you are except you half the time. You're like driving down, you're completely lost. Just like stop, get on Tor, boot up Darknet, and look for yourself in the internet databases of people selling people's data back and forth. I mean, that's really the way to go here, right? But, you know, that's just be aware of these location services. They might push out more data than you are anticipating. And with that, we're going to move on over into security news next. And first up in security, this was a fascinating one. We probably spent about 10, 15 minutes dissecting this particular one. It's kind of an old breach, but kind of a new way of doing it. This is Morphing Meerkat is a phishing kit that exploits your DNS records to determine which type of login phishing page to give you. So if the same email goes out to five different people, the email will probe your email servers and feed you the particular phishing page based on your email's MX records. If you're not in the know, the DNS service, which translates all of the numbers on IP addresses into the friendly usernames, there are a series of records inside of the DNS. The most common is the A or the quad A. This is the IP4, IP6, where the server's HTTP server is located. So HTTP, HTTPS server goes over there. You have a C name, redirects the numbers back to the name. There's text records, usually used for verifications. There's NS records, which is a name server record. That is the master record, which will control the other records. One of these is called the MX record. The MX record of a domain name is tied to the email. So if you are using a corporate email address, tomswidgets.com, if somebody can register that for me, if it's not taken, that'd be cool. Tomswidgets.com. And let's just say Tomswidgets.com loses brain cells and decides to go with Microsoft as the email provider. So I would go into my domain, whatever is controlling my name servers, whatever's controlling my DNS, and I would put in the MX records pointing any email transactions back to Microsoft servers. So if somebody spams me with this link, which is trying to fish my data, it will go into tomswidgets.com, probe the MX records and feed me the proper login page based on the MX records it finds. So this is a very fascinating way of distributing an old method. It's just an update for just to make it work better because, you know, if it was you go in and you click the button and it comes back. So effectively what's happening is since most people don't use email clients anymore, you click the link and it's going to open up your web browser, which is allegedly going to your email, but it'll present you a login page. Oh, I got to log into it. Well, it's really a spoofed page that will communicate with your real site to capture your 2FA tokens in real time. So that's how good this system is getting. So be very, very, very careful on those emails you receive. So here's our threat, our hacker. They're giving you this. They're basically purchasing this, we'll call this a FAS. It's a FAS. It's a phishing as a service package that they've purchased on the darknet somewhere. And then they're sending out massive emails. The email recipient clicks on the link. The link will probe their DNS of their email and figure out which one. Once you actually get in here, It will spoof the login page, redirect to a real login page to capture your 2FA, send the visitors over the command and control server, like a Telegram channel or things, and then it will query everything over here, and now it has officially hacked your email provider. Very exciting to see what types of stuff these people are coming up with. Isn't that exciting? Who's full of warm fuzzies now? Well, now, folks, your guys need protection because apparently they're coming with Trojans. Or maybe they have protections. I don't know. But anyway, there is a whole lot of phones that have just been identified. So Kaspersky detected 2,600 infections from Russia from March 13 to 27. Who knows? They might be in America, too. But since America kicked Kaspersky out of here, we'll never know. All right. But they detected 2,600 infections. So what these are counterfeit phones masquerading as legit phones. And when they are manufacturing these, they are pre-installing malware embedded in the firmware. And it is a Trojan that literally captures absolutely everything you do on your phone. So now this is one that I have to stop and ask caution now, because I'm not a huge advocate of buying full price for a phone still in the box. I'm generally an advocate. I like pawn shops. I like buying them used from Amazon. Unfortunately, Amazon is not a place that's known to have really good, highly qualified examination of all of their stuff, right? So it's possible if you're ordering some phone, it could be some malicious phone. So if you do get in a phone, always check the IMEI number. Make sure that the number reports the type of phone it actually is. Do whatever you can to verify it is a real phone before you install something. But basically, people were selling these counterfeit phones that had these Trojans involved in it. The Trojans inside this framework has full control of the device, steal accounts, send messages, steal crypto, monitor browsing, intercept SMS, and more. How wonderful. It'll even reach out the phone and slap you silly, I guess. I don't know. So the authors in the new version of Triada are actively monetizing their efforts. Judging by the analysis of transactions, they were able to transfer $270,000 of cryptocurrencies to their wallets, they say. However, in reality, the amount may be larger. Attackers also targeted Monero, and that cryptocurrency is untraceable. So just be aware that sometimes these cheap phones, they're cheap for a reason, folks. And now let's have a look at our AI news next. We basically have two very related AI stories, but I thought it was worth mentioning. So one of the, of course, we've talked about the number of things that AI is doing. I mean, last week, Bill Gates says this, yes, there will be a hostile AI takeover and only three jobs will be secure. This week is a much less severe. It's just the bandwidth scraping over Wikipedia pages, like Wikimedia. Effectively, these AI bots are being deployed on the internet and they're doing massive scraping of everything, taking up over 50% of server resources. And I can kind of believe this. When Microsoft was first rolling out Bing, I started blocking Bing bots from accessing any of the websites I had control over. And the reason for this is Googlebot will get around there and just probe around, look at directories, get page names, URLs, verify 404s, stuff like that. And then it collects what it collects. It goes on its merry way, having taken, you know, a couple megabytes worth of data. I have no earthly idea what Bing bots are doing, but they will sit on a server like an alien is sucking on your server's face. And I have seen Bing bots actually take servers and drain gigabytes of bandwidth out of raw HTML servers. Like, how do you even do this? And so I started banning Bing bots from my system because they were just, I don't know what they were doing, but it's Microsoft. It wasn't anything good. It literally was an alien. You know, I mean, I was having servers maxing out their bandwidth because of Bing bots. should send Microsoft the bill for all the time I spent tracking down that that was actually the problem. So now we're experiencing the same thing with AI bots. So the AI bots are getting on here. Of course, what they're doing, they're scraping for anything and everything they possibly can, consuming tons of server resources, tons of bandwidth, tons of data, all to scrape all the data possible to feed back to the AI system. Meanwhile, the AI companies, of course, are trying to lobby Congress to say, hey, you need to have a carve out in the DMCA to let us scrape everybody's data to train our AI. Don't worry about those guys just wanting to format shift their DVDs. Don't worry about those guys. Just send them all to jail or something. But let us scrape the entire world onto our servers because we are the AI rulers. No. But anyway, Wikipedia is saying this is a problem, but it turns out it's a problem on the entire internet. So generative AI bots could well be scraping the entire web internet out there. So they're calling these gray bots, of course, white bots are your basic indexing and things like that. The black bots are the ones harvesting for nefarious purposes. The gray bots kind of sit somewhere in between, right? They're not necessarily good. They're not necessarily bad. Of course, I will just call all these gray bots black because don't be scraping my data. No, you do not have permission to train your data off of my websites. Just because I put it on the internet, I put it on there for users to read, not for AI bots to harvest it and things. How long before we all start poisoning everything so the AI starts feeding on itself? You know, I don't know. But anyway, this basically was highlighting the issue of the bots scraping all sorts of data, all sorts of web applications and things like this. And the biggest thing they cited here wasn't necessarily the bandwidth being used, although that is a problem. You know, think about this. Bandwidth itself is something that is a limited resource. And why must we have all of these AI bots utilizing the entire world's bandwidth so they can scrape money and then turn around and charge us a subscription service for using the data that they scraped off of our own sites? That's insane. You want unethical? That is unethical. But when it comes to like healthcare, financial services, a number of other sites, they could possibly be scraping up personal data as well, especially as some sites are not as good at securing as they should be. And these bots will pretty much probe around and find every possible way to get into it. So there are some serious issues and problems involved with the various bots out here. So that's kind of what we're looking at here. Well, if you want to help support the channel, we do have affiliates. Today we are highlighting Mint Mobile. If you need a good cell phone, that is a lower cost. Mint Mobile plans start as little as $15 a month. This is what I use. I pay $180 per year for my phone. Now that is the lowest plan, which is 5 gigabytes of data. That's all I need. You can get up to the unlimited tier, which is going to be if you do 12 months of it, unlimited tier. Usually it's $30 a month. Right now is a promotional at $25 a month. And if you do 3 months as a new customer, it'd cost you $15. I think it'd be a little bit more if you are renewing at that rate. $120 upfront for 6 months and $180 upfront for 12 months at the 5 gigabyte plan. These do use the T-Mobile towers, so make sure T-Mobile works in your area. But as me, as a van dweller that travels the entire country, I have not had any issues with utilizing T-Mobile anywhere in the country. Simple SIM card, swap it right on into my phone. Bing, we are on. And actually, as of a recent update, either with Mint Mobile or with Graphene, one of those two, I have visual voicemail back on my phone. I had it when I was running the Nexus 5X. I didn't have it for a while, and now I have visual voicemail back now too. Awesome. So Mint Mobile just gets better every day. TLM.li/MM. That link is on the screen. TLM.li/MM. With that, let's have a look over at business news next. All right, let's have a look at our comments, and then we will jump back in and wrap up. And we got 70 watching on Zatubi. So once again, I will announce we are thinking about moving this show to Thursday nights. It would not be next week. It would be when we do the stylistic change, which I'm going to say I might let's commit to like early May, maybe the first weekend of May as when we'll probably do the format shifting of the show. Part of that could be switching the show to Thursday. So let me know your thoughts about switching the show to a Thursday night instead of a Friday night at the same time, 8 p.m. Thursday night. So let me know your thoughts about that. And let's go ahead and have a look at our comments. All right, let's see. We did that one. I love Graphene OS. Yep, it's a bad idea to connect the anger of the blue screen office with Office 365. Yes, right. Does anyone know if you can get straight talk service on a Pixel with Graphene? I do not see why not. Everything on Graphene works the same way as it does with any other phone. But I can't say I've tried it either. Would you buy a Google or a Microsoft stock? I probably have both because I one of my investment strategies is to invest against the companies I preach about. Yes. I do have an aggressive tech stock, so most likely I have Google and or Microsoft involved in the mutual fund, but it's a giant mutual fund and it's a generic American funds one, so I don't know exactly what's in there. Speaking of stocks, people in my country are legally required to invest in super funds, which is a massive scam. The stock market crashes every 10 years. Well, the thing is, like I said, though, you only lose money if you pull money out at the time of the crash. So this is why if you are investing and you are getting older, you start shifting from stock market investments to bond market investments. Now, if you are if that's forcing you in your country to invest specifically in the stock market, that can be a problem for older folks, but I don't know. Even though my distro is focused on offline, it would still have online access. Can you send me open source tools recommended to keep kids safe and general users safe and video to use them? Off the top of my head, I don't know of what is out there specifically as far as basic tools. What I'm using right now, like on Graphene OS, is I'm using a custom DNS filter, which is what I'm doing. Now, you could probably look to see if there's some custom DNS filters you can install in the system. That might be a way to go. But as far as other apps and things to keep kids safe and general users safe, I don't have any solutions off the top of my head. All right. Yeah, people need to parent, not use an app. Maybe your kid doesn't need a smart device at such a young age. Yeah, I think the thing is they're putting them on their kids so they can see if they're where they need to be and stuff as they go to school and stuff like that. The Chainsaw Cowboy. Yeehaw! I was looking for an open source app that can real time track a phone without Google services. I've seen some require setting up your own server, but that's a bit much for me. If you use like my DigitalOcean, tlm.li/DOH, you can create a Nextcloud server with a one click and that'll do it, actually. Good luck getting a normie to set up Nextcloud to tracking their kids. Yeah, I know. This is a tall order. Hey, I can throw theories into the ether, though. Come on. Plan to design offline school for DVD, have an interactive programs for kids to learn. Which was Emubuntu, I think, is a DVD that already does that. You can look into that and see what they're doing. One person takes time. Current distros online is old. I'm trying to take the time of the new one. Checking current Linux developments. All right. 10 years, there won't be any machine in school with a DVD player. May as well be putting butter on a thumb drive. Yeah, like it'll work anyway. You can download it and put it on a DVD or on a thumb drive, yeah. Truck nerd, maybe I should have attached a tracker to my tolerance for tracking. Yes, there you go. Hello, Mark. Greetings. Watched Time Cop last night. Dear Lord. This is one. Only buy phones from legit sources. Just buy a Google Pixel outright and load your own ROM on it. Yep. It's better than I expected. Went out and watching WWE SmackDown just on ad for Red Hat Linux. Nice. Or bad. They know you're a Linux guy, man. Putting Graphene on a Pixel is super easy. Yep. Jabba's safe because the AI will screw it up. Yeah, maybe. Saw Pixel 7As on Best Buy for 110 or so a week ago. Yeah. BingBot has a nice ring to it. Yes, it does. Bing! Flick it away. Bing! Having to use a Pixel totally defeats the purpose of trying not to use Google products or services. I'd love another OS, but not on a Pixel. Well, the thing is that the Google phones are paradoxically the most open to be modified. It's just a reality. Biggest issue with Pixel is the battery health. Chris Blue is telling me to obey. Okay, I will obey, sir. What is my command? Your wish is my command, Chris. Tell me what is my command. All right. Is this, how's anything different from Google crawling the web traffic last 25 years? Well, the difference is Google bots do not take a ton of data. Bing bots do. And I'm like, why? I don't care if the Google bot traces it. That's how things are indexed. But Bing was just taking, I don't know what Bing was doing. What do you think of Braxman and his phone? I know perilously little about it. I know that he's a guy that talks about privacy and sells his own security stuff. I don't know enough about him, and I have not evaluated a phone to have a better opinion than that. Sell stickers. Yeah, there is a sticker company I was looking at, it is on the forefront of my mind, and I might have some stickers eventually. UBI is inevitable. Yep. AI, scratch my back, is the only AI I'm interested in. Yes. I have T-Mobile 5G home internet. Rarely have issues with it. You'd have a membership, Tom. I would do $4.99 or whatever. Membership for what? For my show? Switch to linux.locals.com. Patreon.com/TOMM. Subscribestar.com/switched to Linux. I have lots of membership sites. In fact, I didn't even pull up my Patreon. I was supposed to pull up my Patreon for the end of our show today, and I didn't pull it up. Let me go ahead and do that really quick before we start the end of the show. But yes, we do have membership sites. You can jump on over there. Patreon, Locals, Subscribestar. I do have my own homebrewed one, but don't use it right now. I really need to redesign it. Let's see. T-Mobile/Mint has been super solid. Yep. 99% of the fresh vintages channels are T-Mobile networks. Yeah, they should do a step-by-step video on how to set up a YouTube streaming like what I have. Okay. Fellow Earthlings, appreciate your work 100%. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Investing is gambling. Christians are not supposed to gamble. No, investing is not gambling. Gambling is a game of chance. Investing is not chance. Investing is looking at what the markets are doing. There's a whole lot more into it than that. And by the way, there are two different Christian focused, mutual funds, which focus only on companies which uphold Christian or traditional values. One of those is Timothy Fund, if it still exists. There is another one I heard about just a couple months ago, and I forget what it is. If you bought at the height of 2029 crash after 20 years, you still would or would not have made money. You bought at the height of the 20. No, the market's gone up a lot since 1929. Is the Brax phone just pre-made? I have no idea about the Brax phone. No idea. Network level DNS filtering or content forcing any device your kids use to VPN back into your house would be how I would do it. Yeah, a network level DNS is the way you'd want to do it. Love the Nextcloud server. Fed my dog some jerky and vacuumed it up. Only fed my dog actual meat. There you go. Discovered T-Mobile now owns Mint Mobile. Yes, T-Mobile bought Mint Mobile a few months ago. 62 on Zatubis. What do we got on Odyssey? We got 15 watching over on the Odyssey. Don't use Firefox and go back to your Chromium browser. All right, let's see. Okay, you know what? Yeah, screw you. You're getting blocked. Waha, good night. Permanent block, go away. I don't deal with idiots. All right, let's see. Channel blocked. Perfect. Moron. You want to disagree? Fine. Disagree. You want to be a steaming pile of horse manure? Then you're getting blocked. Deal with it. I don't need a mod to do this. Right. Getting into IT now. Just passed my A+. Very nice. Very nice. Which cert next? I have no idea. Let's see. Using Ryan browser. Let's see. No, it's a WebKit browser like Safari. Let's see. Fully agree about EXP. Phishing as a service, aka FAS. Yes. The virtual lab, you can start playing and learning real-world scenarios. I don't know, it's been a long time since I was at that stage. Let's see. I have access to Udemy. Look it up. There you go. Bing bots are like Copilot, I guess. Yeah, the predecessor to it. AI seems to be the agenda for Greenland. Let's see. Ryan Reynolds is legit for Mint Mobile. I know he was. I'm not sure if he still is involved in it or not. At one point in time, he is. And I just know he's one of those guys that throws around some version of a sports ball, right? Nothing about him. Mutual funds, it all blends together. Yep. When our goal was $290 an ounce. Yeah. Greece, I saw a 6-year-old that owned an iPhone. Oh, Lord. Lunduk. Ah! He's here! All right. Father leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That's a retirement planning. Amen to that. Yes. Certainly better than throwing money under the mattress where it loses 5% every year due to inflation. Just like go back to the early 80s. Yep. Late from Florida. Well, hello, back for more. Back for more, huh? Dropping the hammer. That's right. Tell me, be like, get wrecked. What did they do to get banned? Oh, they were just being a colossal idiot. Like, they were throwing around insults they're basically throwing out late night news talking points with insults at the end. Blah, blah, blah. Talking head from The View / idiot. Go away. Go watch The View some more. You don't have brain cells anyway. So, you know, I didn't miss that steaming pile of horse manure you blocked. All right. Good deal. All right. Does any newer phone have a removable battery? Ooh. Pine phone does. That's the only one I know. Ron Reynolds is the actual owner. Not sure. Yeah. Right now Mint Mobile is owned by T-Mobile. So I don't know if Ron Reynolds is still involved or not. Kids should get a brick for a phone when they're at a minimum of 11. There you go. Maybe you should have a Tom bobblehead. Yeah. There you go. That'd be fun. Pretty sure Ryan sold his stake in Mint Mobile, but he's still the public figurehead to speak for it. Sounds like Rumble trolls are a big problem. No, that was over on Odyssey, actually. No, Rumble's pretty calm right now. Rumble's pretty calm right now. It was Odyssey. Let's see. Government is slavery. Yeah, I agree with that. Thursday night would be fine. What would happen to the subscriber stream? So we stopped doing the subscriber stream a while ago. We've been doing a hangout, and what we talked about is doing a hangout on Wednesday night instead. And most of us that do involved in the hangout were okay with a Wednesday night at the same time. If you devolved into insults, you've lost the conversation. That's the problem. Yeah, you devolved into insults. You devolve into insights, I'll just ban you. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this guy up here. Jump on in with Corporatocracy. And then, of course, we got to go to Sillyville. Yeah. First up in business news, we have a brand new SD card that is rolling out. So this is an interesting one. Of course, it uses the same form factor and I believe can be used with any of your standard SD cards. The difference is this one has a different architecture, allowing you to multi-thread it the same way that a PCI chip uses. And so if you can get a micro SD card reader into a PCI slot, which is something that they're developing a little bit more in the future, you now have these new micro SD Express cards, which are about 5 to 10 times faster than the current technology. So basically, and they have the same form factors and everything. So your basic cards, they have a default speed of about 12.5 megabyte per second up to a high speed of 25. And then there are three different UHS versions allowing up to 624, although most of these that you get hover around the 200 mark. So I just bought a new card for my DSLR camera. That one does, I think, 270. I think that one does 270. I look at it, but I threw the box away today. The problem is that's not fast enough for some data applications. And so they created this new standard, which is the MicroSD Express, which utilizes the multi-channeling of a PCI card, allowing you to get up to about a gigabit per second transfer. So where this was created and used, and why we're talking about, a little bit of controversy jumped up with the new Switch 2. The Nintendo Switch 2 utilizes one of these PCI slot enabled micro SD cards. And in order to use an SD card to expand the memory of your Nintendo Switch 2, you have to have one of the SD Express cards, allowing you to have much faster speeds. So you can see that depending on the factors, the Express can deliver anywhere from 958 megabyte per second to 3.9K megabyte per second. So 3.9 gig per second theoretical bandwidth, meaning that these cards are wicked, wicked fast. So they are expensive, of course. So the 256 card, I think, was 60 at this point in time, whereas your standard 256 regular old card is around $20. So it's not actually a horrible price for the cost, but you do actually have to pay a little bit more for the extra speed. Just don't do it unless you have a device that can take advantage of the extra speed, because like I said, it's chipped the same way like a PCI slot is. Now, this is the type of card used on the new Nintendo Switch 2. So while the Switch 2 is backwards compatible to the Switch 1 at data, you probably cannot take your original card, and move it right over, because you have to have that MicroSD Express speed in order to use the card for the Nintendo Switch. So that is an interesting little thing there. And next up, we have another subscription service that's causing some backlash. Garmin Connect is now rolling out a subscription model. So Garmin Connect is the nonsense that you do to give all of your health data to Garmin. I'm not sure why you would, but okay. So you get these Garmin watches and they're already premium priced. Some of these up to $800 for a watch. And then you have to have your Garmin Connect app synced to it in order to set the watch up, which means you have to give Garmin your contacts, turn on location services, share that information with Garmin. I mean, I would not buy a Garmin product, folks. Do not buy a Garmin product. Now, of course, I use a Garmin Forerunner, which does not require you to do any of that. So just be aware. And I bought mine a long time ago. The Garmin Connect, though, now what they're saying is they're rolling out a new subscription model. They're saying everything currently involved in the Garmin Connect app will remain free, you know, until the subscription model. And then we see they start adding those beyond the paywall. But, you know, they said they're not going to do that. But the concern people have, if they're already paying $800 for a watch, you have to have this particular app for it. And as this is happening, then now we're rolling out a new Garmin Connect Plus, which is a further subscription model. And what was it? $6.99 per month or $70 per year to get it. And now the concern is that they're going to start any new feature, instead of being ported to the Garmin Connect free version, everything will now port to the app version. And so, of course, what are they doing? First and foremost, it's active AI. We have to cram in artificial intelligence into all this nonsense. Active AI, which puts your stats in context, a performance dashboard, lets you view historic graphs and improvements to Garmin's live track service, including text-based alert systems. Lordy, help me. So this has caused a lot of backlash. A lot of people are saying, do not unite against this nonsense. Stand firm. Do not get this. That's what a lot of people are over here saying. And so a lot of people are kind of mad about this. This is the beginning of the end for Garmin. I paid $700 to avoid subscription BS. Garmin is getting rid of what makes it special. So you can see that people are not particularly happy about this. So once again, yet another subscription service being hoisted upon all of us. Isn't that awesome, folks? And with that, let's jump on over into your favorite place and mine. Let's take a little trip to Sillyville. I'll warn you now, our final story may be maybe get the children out of the room for the last one. Maybe we'll poke a few fun, but you never know. Anyway, let's go ahead and have a look. First up, Siri is now embedded inside of vacuums. Yes, you can say, hey, Siri, map my kitchen. No, really, hey, Siri, vacuum my kitchen. But several of these robotic vacuums can now respond to Siri prompts. I'm not sure why, but okay, I guess you can go and tell your vacuum to go and, you know, go sweep up the kitchen. The problem, of course, with a lot of these smart vacuums is they do actually map your house and send maps of your house up to the company servers. Now, though, they are embedding Siri into these, so you get all sorts of fun Siri stuff embedded into your system. I don't know. That's frightening. All right, this is a good one. This one here is like, what's going on here? And then we read this, and this was the most hilarious thing that I've seen all week. The Netherlands now has an online fish doorbell so people can let the fish through a locked gate to help avoid predators. This is exactly what it sounds like, folks. Fish swim up to this channel. The channel is locked, and then the fish accumulate. And unless the channel keeper opens the gate up in order to let the fish through, they will just kind of sit there being, you know, sitting fish, I guess, for the predators to come in. So they put up a webcam onto a live view, and you can watch this camera. And if enough people simultaneously push the button, it will send an alert to the guy managing the channel, and he will open up the channel and let the fish through. So the internet has created a doorbell to let fish through a locked channel. That's right, folks.
They're currently hiring humans to ring an online doorbell for them, and plenty of volunteers around the world have already clocked in for work. The job is honestly pretty cushy. There's no interview, it's remote.
So they're kind of explaining it, and there's somewhere in here there is a picture of the web. So here's actually the channel in the Netherlands. So there's a channel through it, and they pile up on this side of the gate, and they can't get through. So this guy has to get up there and open the gate up manually. So the fish will accumulate, and there is this website, and I believe this is actually it. So let's see if we get to that site there. Well, that loads in the background there. So you can see the web camera there, and you can see if there's a fish at the camera. Is that waiting? Okay, yep, there you go. So if there's a fish at here, you can come over here and hit the doorbell. And so you know, there's nothing going on over there right now. There's no fish, so we're not going to hit the doorbell. But you can go on over. If you see fish hanging out at this web camera, hit this doorbell. And if enough people simultaneously hit the doorbell, then the channel keeper is going to come on over, and he's going to open up the gate for you. So this is where the fish doorbell's at right here, and they're kind of moving over. So this is kind of what's going on, folks. There is now an underwater fish doorbell in the Netherlands that we can all participate in letting the fish through. All right, and on to our last story. Warning, warning. Nudify date feeks are stored unprotected online. Yes, so there is a bunch of all of this fun stuff AI does. Now some of the fun stuff that AI can do is you can snap a random photo of a person, run it through the system, and it will create an AI nude for you. This was a big problem when the AI systems were starting to roll through the schools about a year ago, with kids snapping pictures of everybody, you know, at school, and then making them things and sometimes using them for bullying, sometimes for extortion, whatever else. Well, apparently, one of the biggest servers allowing you to do this happened to have 47.8 gigabytes of non-password protected and non-encrypted publicly exposed images available hanging out on an SW colander, just waiting for somebody to come in and see it. S3 colander, excuse me, from AWS. That is called an AWS S3 bucket, is what they're called. I call them S3 colanders because they just tend to leak out data all over the place. So this is a South Korean company, Genomis by AI Nomis. So they had this massive database of AI nudes. And people can go over here, and if you just knew where the server was, then they could find it. Of course, it was found by the guy that there's a guy that goes around and just probing the internet for random open servers and databases. He found it, and what they said is, let's see, researcher contacted the company. What he found, he told the register, they took it down immediately with a no reply. So, of course, the big problem is now some of these people are using these for ugh, purposes. But, yeah, just be aware, folks. We live in a world where AI creates nudes of us and stores them on unprotected databases. I think the fappening is happening again, folks. All right. And with that, if you want to help support the channel, we do have a Patreon page, patreon.com/TOMM. We are also on Locals and Subscribestar. Links for all those are down in the description. We have a $1, $5, $10 a month support, and you can pick up our audiobook or ebook for Code Red over there on Patreon as well. $5 and up, you can download those copies, the ebook or the audiobook, for free, $5 and up. So with that, guys, thank you for watching, and I hope that you enjoy switching to Linux. All right, let's check in on our comments, and then we will feed the beasts, and then we will get on out of here. We got 68 currently watching on Zatubis. I looked at Rumble for a long time. Hard to imagine it being calmer. Yeah, it's not too bad. No, we got Shadow, we got Kale Kick, and we got Ephesians. Oh, Purple Tiger's over there. Hi, Purple Tiger. Haven't seen you in a little bit. Greetings. Casey Munchkin on Odyssey 2. There you go. Nudify AI was inevitable. Yep. For the reals. Ugh. Jesus comes soon. Yeah. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. And we got 17 currently watching on Rumble. T-Mobile doesn't work well here in Virginia. Well, it depends on where you're at. I mean, like I said, I was all over Virginia. It worked fine for me everywhere except the where our camp is in Virginia, because we're in the range of the radio telescope, so nothing works out there. Thursday works, just do it. There you go. Linux Mint Mobile would be cool. There you go. Yep. Let's see. Jesus Christ is King. Amen to that. Wasn't Odyssey dying? Yeah, they're still doing well. I bought a game console since the original Xbox. Bought it the day the next Xbox came out. Cheap. Yep, and a bunch of games cheap. Yep, there you go. Apparently, if you ain't got AI, you ain't got nothing. Grew up on Pac-Man and Donkey Kong. There you go. All right. Got that. We got, what do we got? We got 16 over on Odyssey. Let's see if anybody else is sneaking back in here. Okay. Sunday attending screening of David Lynch's Elephant Man. Attending screening of his Dune 84 a few weeks ago. Oh, nice. Yeah. I haven't seen Elephant Man in years. Would you like a mint? I would like a mint. Yeah. No jab ever. I will. I have to give Garmin credit. My Nuvi 50LM that I bought in 2012 still gets full map updates. Yeah, mine does get full updates too. I still use an old Garmin. I forget exactly which one I have, but it does. All right, back to the Tubi comments here. Let's see. Devolving in insights would be wild. Let's see. Got my first tablet around 10. I think I used Android 4. Yep. Oh, good. We need another format. MSD Express. Nice. Moving to Thursday night would be good, as there are quite a few Friday streams that happen. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Can you tune a Raspberry Pi into a USB flash drive that boots? Okay, wait, what are you talking about? So, I mean, I can boot off a Raspberry Pi and I can plug stuff into it and I can put files on it. Is that what you mean? Wait until the Micro SD Express Plus comes out for double the price. There you go. More formats would make the old ones will never die. Yep. Okay. Yep. Switch 2 needs one ter. Needs them a 1 terabyte turn runs about $200 right now. Oh yeah, that's about right. Don't know why the Switch doesn't just put an M2 slot would make more sense. Yeah, that would make more sense. 1 terabyte NVMe SSD is about $50. Yeah, that's I just bought a 1 terabyte. I just bought a 1 terabyte Western Digital Blue for the MSI computer I just bought, and it was $66, I think. Looking at the dumping, spinning, rust, and going all SSD. Yep. Switch 2 will only use a micro SD Express. Yes. Big improvement, but does it improve upon existing devices or just new ones take advantage of the speed? So I think they're backwards compatible. So if you have the new micro SD slot, you can use all the old cards, but you have to have the Express to get the speed. I think that's what you're asking. Okay, so it is a different technology to, I think, to answer the question. An SSD five over 5 years old, still going strong, knock on wood. Yeah, you can move your data over from the Switch 1 to Switch 2 via a local wireless connection. Good to know. They want the SD cards to die, so you require their servers to get games. Yeah, then you can set your Switch 1 slash Switch Lite to a secondary system on your NSO account. Okay. GPS tracker needs to know your location. No way. No, the problem is that the phone, you have to sync the watch to the phone. Despite the watch having a GPS tracker, you have to sync the Garmin watch to the phone, and it ha you can't set it up without your phone GPS location data turned on, which you should never have that stuff turned on unless you're actively using it. It's nonsense. Let the watch do its GPS thing. Got my mom a Garmin car GPS. Didn't require sign up though. Yeah, the car ones don't. We're talking about the watches. Looks like it's back to Casio. There you go. Nintendo's too flaky of a company to trust with buying a library of digital games. Yeah. What do you think of LLM scanning the Bible? Hey, we got the Catholic Church. I'm gonna go ahead and call it the heretical, blasphemous is the better word. The blasphemous situation where the Catholic Church has the confessions that you can make to Jesus himself through the scanning of the LLM Bible. Wait, what? Yes. Where was that in Sweden? I think the church has a confessional that they put an AI version of Jesus. That is just answering questions from the large language model scanning the Bible. I think it's nonsense because the reality is we cannot understand the scripture without the Holy Spirit. So you have to have that function going for yourself. No way, pay over $50 for a digital game anyway. Yeah, be interested in seeing AI do Bible code finding stuff. Okay, have you seen AI Jesus on Twitch? No. A lot cooler than people speak for him. Actually, he really preaches love and understanding, which you won't find in the church. Okay, well, the problem is that quote unquote love and quote unquote understanding is not the way that we interpret it. Now, I haven't seen it, so I don't know for sure, but I guarantee you it is not biblically sound. Okay, they still got AI Trump and Biden going at it on Twitch. Nice. Okay, privacy policy. We collect your data and sell it to make your lives better. Trust me, bro. There you go. Typical privacy policy. Rumor is Amazon's going to buy TikTok and merge it with Twitch anyway. I've heard that rumor. Don't know if it's true or not. If I said how bad I really feel about Twitch, I'd be banned from this channel. I hate Twitch. Twitch sucks. Fish doorbell is what technology is really meant for. Yep. I wonder if the fish thing will be profitable. You just need a cat. right? You set the doorbell up on a thing with a cat, and the cat sits there all day, watches the doorbell, and hits the thing anytime the fish comes by, right? Just get a touch screen. It'll hit the... That's what we need right there. Someone's going to make a bot to ruin this fish doorbell thing, probably. Believe that private equity is having so much success in gaining control of Bitcoin, so much so I'm strongly considering cashing out half of it and sticking it, yeah, in the HSA, yeah. Fish doorbell equals peak humanity, yep. Hey, Siri, open the fish gate. That's right. Oh, boy. I found a dollar for every leaky S3 colander just this year. We could program the action buttons on a new iPhone 16 to trigger the fish doorbell. It's fappening! Saving fish don't justify using an iPhone. Yeah, right. Been just hanging around 80K forever, it seems. Yep. Okay, Versad, Sign of the Times. Of Odyssey has bad discoverability. Yep. Short version of the live stream clocks in just over an hour, I think, is reasonable. Yeah. Yeah, most people follow an Odyssey stop uploading. That's because the Odyssey connector stopped working for smaller channels. Like, mine still works because I'm a larger channel on Odyssey, but my other two channels, I have to still manually upload videos. Think about modifying a Raspberry Pi using GPIO pins to make it work like USB drive. It would be a USB drive. I could just replace the SD card. Yeah, I don't know. All right. High yield savings. I just moved half there and a little bit more elsewhere. Yep. Steam Deck uses M2. Got about 40% in Bitcoin. There you go. All right. Let's go ahead and feed the beast. Let's see. Yep. Let's go ahead and feed the beast. And then we will wrap up for the night. Thanks for hanging out. Let's go ahead and stick around for Kitty Cam incoming. Hey, kitty, you want some kitty treats? You want some kitty treats? You want some kitty treats? Oh, yeah. Kitty, kitty, you want some kitty treats? Come on, kitty, kitty. Come on, kitty, kitty. Get some kitty treats. Looks like the other one fell asleep up front. I'm going to go feed him separately. All right, the beasts have been fed. See if there's any final words there. Cats love fish and birds. Yep. Rubber ducky USB drivers are fun. There you go. Take some longer to chew through. The meow meow. That's right. Check out the site for Monero support options. There you go. All right. The RCC hasn't had the Holy Spirit in a while. Cats feel superior, then wonder why you didn't bring it to them. That's right, yeah. All right, guys, we will catch you tomorrow, 11 o'clock. We have a Zorin OS 17.3 update video, so you can see what's going on over there. And then I should be back Monday, but we'll see what happens. But I will be back to regular work next week, so we should be there. Thanks for watching, everybody, and we'll see you all next time.